verses 54 to 72. Marks of the man of stable mind and his glories described. Arjun said, Krishna, what are the characteristics of a God-realized soul, stable of mind and established in samadhi, that is perfect tranquility of mind? How does a man of stable mind speak? How does he sit? How does he walk? Arjuna Vacha. Sita pragyasya tabhasha samadhesthasya keshava sita vihikim tabhasheta kimasita vrajeta kim. Sri Bhagavan said, Arjun, when one thoroughly casts off all cravings of the mind and is satisfied in the self through the joy of the self, he is then called stable of mind. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Tajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manongatan atman yeva atmana toshtah sita pragyasta dochyate. The sage whose mind remains unperturbed amid sorrows, whose thirst for pleasures has altogether disappeared, and who is free from passion, fear and anger, is called stable of mind. Dukheshvano dvignamana sukheshu vigatas priha vitaraga bhaya krodha stitadir munirochyate. He who is unattached to everything, and meeting with good and evil, neither rejoices nor recoils, his mind is stable. Yah sarvatrana bhisnehas tattat prapya shubhashubham na bhinandati na dveshti tasya pragya prateshthita. When, like a tortoise that draws in its limbs from all directions, he withdraws all his senses from the sense objects, his mind becomes steady. Yada sanharate chayam kurmongāniva sarvasha indriyāni indriyārthebhyas tasya pragya prateshthita. Sense objects turn away from him who does not enjoy them with his senses, but the taste for them persists. This relish also disappears in the case of the man of stable mind when he realizes the Supreme. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehena rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Turbulent by nature, the senses, not free from attachment, even of a wise man who is practicing self-control, forcibly carry away his mind, Arjun.
Yatato yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham mana.
Therefore, having controlled all the senses and concentrating his mind, he should sit for meditation, devoting himself, heart and soul, to me. For he whose senses are under his control is known to have a stable mind.
Tani sarvani sayamya yukta asita matpara vashehi yasyendriyani tasya pragya pratishthita.
The mind dwelling on sense objects develops attachment for them. From attachment springs up desire, and from desire unfulfilled ensues anger.
Dhyayato vishayan punsa saṅgasteṣu pajāyate, saṅgasanjāyate kāma, kāma krodho vijāyate.
From anger arises delusion, from delusion, confusion of memory, from confusion of memory, loss of reason, and from loss of reason, one goes to complete ruin.
Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammoha smiti vibhrama, smiti branshat buddhinasho, buddhinashat pranashyate.
But the self-controlled sadhak, while enjoying the various sense objects through his senses, which are disciplined and free from likes and dislikes, attains placidity of mind.
Rāga dvesha viyukteistu viṣayānendriyaiścaran ātmavaśyair viveyātmā pratādamadhigacchati.
With the attainment of such placidity of mind, all his sorrows come to an end, and the intellect of such a person of tranquil mind, soon withdrawing itself from all sides, becomes firmly established in God.
Pratade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate prasanna cetaso yasho buddhi paryavatishtate.
He who has not controlled his mind and senses can have no determinate intellect, nor contemplation. Without contemplation, he can have no peace. And how can there be happiness for one lacking peace of mind?
Nasti buddhira yuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana na cha bhavayata shante rashantasya kutah sukham.
As the wind carries away a boat upon the waters, even so, of the senses moving among sense objects, the one to which the mind is attached takes away his discrimination.
Indriyanam hi charatam yanmanonu vidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navami vambhasi.
Therefore, Arjun, he whose senses are completely restrained from their objects is said to have a stable mind.
Tasmad yasya mahabaho negrihitani sarvasha indriyani indriyarthebhyas tasya pragya pratishthita.
That which is nice to all beings, in that state of divine knowledge and supreme bliss, the God-realized yogi keeps awake. And that, the ever-changing, transient, worldly happiness, in which all beings keep awake, is night to the seer.
Yānisha sarva bhūtānām tasyām jāgarti sayyami yasyām jāgrati bhūtāni sānisha pashyato mune.
As the waters of different rivers enter the ocean, which, though full on all sides, remains undisturbed, likewise, he in whom all enjoyments merge themselves, without causing disturbance, attains peace. Not he who hankers after such enjoyments.
Āpūryamāna machala pratiṣṭham samudramāpah pravishanti yadvat tadvat kāmāyam pravishanti sarve sa shanti māpnoti na kāma kāmi.
He who has given up all desires and moves free from attachment, egoism, and thirst for enjoyment, attains peace.
Vihaya kāmānyah sarvān Pumanscharati nespriha Nirmamo nirahankara Sa shanti madigacchati.
Arjun, such is the state of the God-realized soul. Having reached this state, he overcomes delusion. And established in this state, even at the last moment, he attains Brahmic bliss.
Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Nainam Prapya Vimuhyati Sitvasyamanta Kalepi Brahma Nirvana Mrechati.
Thus, in the Upanishad sung by the Lord, the science of Brahm, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun ends the second chapter entitled Sankhya Yoga, the Yoga of Knowledge. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Sankhya Yoga Nama Dvitiyodhyayah. Narayan, 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 Narayan.